DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jesse Wingard in Bonn. Britain is offering France further military assistance against Islamist rebels in Mali, but Prime Minister David Cameron's spokesman said on Monday they would not be taking a combative role. British assistance would be restricted to logistics, transport, intelligence and surveillance, the spokesperson said. Britain has already sent tens of thousands of troops to take part in a European mission to train the Malian military. Meanwhile, French military officials say forces have entered the northern Mali town of Timbuktu after seizing the airport and surrounding area overnight. French operations against Islamist militants in Mali began nearly 3 weeks ago when rebels appeared to be gearing up for a full assault on the south. In Egypt, thousands of people have filled the streets of three cities along the Suez Canal. Protesters in Port Said, Suez City and Ismailia attacked police stations and ignored an emergency curfew imposed by President Mohamed Morsi, as government opponents rejected an invitation to hold talks with the leader. The army has been deployed, with the government granting the military powers to arrest civilians. At least 52 people have been killed in the most recent outbreak of violence, which began last week on the eve of the anniversary of the 2011 uprising, which ousted former President Hosni Mubarak. A court in Guatemala has ordered former dictator José Ríos Montt to stand trial on charges of genocide and crimes against humanity. Ríos Montt is accused of orchestrating a campaign to massacre thousands of indigenous people living in the region of Quiché. The alleged killings are said to have taken place in the early 1980s. Ríos Montt has long been immune from prosecution because of his position as a congressman over the past 15 years. Ríos Montt is due to appear at a hearing on January 31 for presentation of evidence. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. In Brazil, police on Monday arrested two owners of the nightclub where fire killed more than 230 people at the weekend. Two band members, whose pyrotechnics display authorities allege sparked the blaze, were also detained. No charges have been filed against the men, but prosecutors say they can be held for 5 days as they try to mount a case against them. Residents of the southern Brazilian city of Santa Maria, where the blaze occurred, began attending funerals for the dead on Monday. Many of those killed were university students. Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands has announced her abdication in favour of her son, Prince Willem-Alexander. The Queen made the announcement in a televised address broadcast on Dutch TV. The 74-year-old monarch told the nation that she had been thinking about this moment for several years. Queen Beatrix has been head of state since 1980 when her mother abdicated. Prince Willem will be crowned king on April 30. Germany is set to reintroduce a cap on the surcharge consumers pay on their electricity bills. Environment Minister Peter Altmaier told a press conference in Berlin that the energy surcharge would be frozen for the next 2 years and that a cap would be imposed on how fast it could rise after that. He added the shift was an attempt to finance a move from the use of fossil fuels to renewables. Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative government announced plans to phase out nuclear energy in Germany following the Fukushima disaster in Japan in 2011. 8 of Germany's oldest nuclear plants have already been shut down. The government plans to close the remainder by 2022. Iran has launched a live monkey into space, the country's defence ministry announced on Monday. The ministry says the mission is part of preparations to send a man into space in 2020. However, its space program has concerned some nations who say its projects have military aims. Government officials deny the allegations its nuclear and scientific programs mask military ambitions. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Jesse Wingard, Deutsche Welle News.